Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, it's always a favourite part of my week anyway, and that's catching up with Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World, who joins us on the line here this afternoon. How are you, Gav?
Hello, hello. Well, put it this way, a lot drier than last week.
Well, yes, you are exactly right, mate.
Absolutely beautiful weather.
It has been fantastic, hasn't it?
Yeah, very, very nice. Unfortunately, it's all supposed to change in the future, but
yes.
Now, let's enjoy the lovely weather.
You said that, I didn't say that.
Yes, I've been watching.
I tell you what, though, yeah, you are right, because I was looking at the forecast for this coming weekend. Looks as though Saturday is going to be a pretty wet one.
Yes, they were saying that, 80 or 85% of the country will definitely get rain this weekend, which is a fair amount.
It is pretty amazing, isn't it? Yes. And
absolutely.
As if we haven't had enough.
Yeah, well, look, rain is always good. It's just a shame we can't get organised enough to store it when it does fall or when it doesn't. But I don't think we're ever going to get that right. You can get too much all at once, and we need a bit of drying out in between.
Well, what we need is what's called consistency. That's what we need. We need to have a tap where we can kind of turn it on and turn it off. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if not, somewhere to at least store it for when we do need it.
Yes, that'd be good. In a real world, Gav, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I know.
Now, on the show today, this is interesting. We're talking about five favourite plants that you can plant now.
That's right. Look, it's across the board, and I went for a walk around the nursery, and I thought, look, it's beautiful weather. What is looking really good that you can plant now, that would be a perfect time to plant it, that I love, sort of like my five top picks for the month. June is, of course, rose month, so we'll be talking about roses for the next few weeks. But till then, let's go through some of these things that are looking beautiful in the nursery that it is an ideal time to plant.
Okay.
Now, before that, though, I've had a special request to talk about a lawn. Now, this is from a listener, apparently, who would like to know how they can keep their lawn looking good and still kill the weeds in it. So the answer is use a product called Buffalo Master. Now, the reason why I'm suggesting that one is because it's safe to use on any lawn. Now, the secret at this time of year is, of course, as all these lawn weed sprays need warmth to make them work, you have to do it in the middle of the morning after the dew has gone, and you have to have at least two or three warm, sunny days afterwards to help it work. Now, that would have probably been perfect if you'd have done it on Monday, because you would have had a whole week of beautiful weather.
Yes.
Probably not so good if you're going to do it just before this weekend, by the sounds of it. So that's the first thing. The first thing is you need to spray those weeds, and if you don't want to spray them at this time of year, make sure you keep it mowed just enough to take the flower heads off the top. Now, obviously, people aren't mowing as much at this time of year as normal, but you do need to just skim the top off to stop them from flowering, to stop them from spreading. August is probably the best month for spraying weeds, but if you have to do it now, use a product called Buffalo Master. Use it in the warmest part of the day. Make sure you've got a couple of days afterwards where it's not going to get wet and dilute. And then possibly even use something like a Sea-Salt for lawns, which I know you can get as a hose on, and you hose that over the top about a week later to help keep it green. So that would be my answer with that one. If you can, August is the better month for spraying weeds because, as we know, August is generally the driest month, so you don't tend to get a lot of dew on the ground of a morning. As people would know with their cars being outside, they're absolutely covered in dew every morning.
Yes. Can I just ask you a quick question about all this when you're talking about spraying weeds? Is it true, though, that during the colder months, if you spray your weeds, it's going to take a lot longer for them to die off?
Absolutely. The warmth in the air or the heat will activate the poison to be absorbed into the weeds. I mean, weeds are like any plant. They breathe and through their leaves, and they grow with the sun. So obviously when it's not very hot, they're not growing, and if they're not growing, they're not sucking in the moisture out of the air, and if they're not doing that, they're also not sucking in the poison.
And that makes sense, doesn't it? This just certainly makes sense. Now, there's some good advice, okay? So now we can talk about, and we're looking forward to these, the five favourite plants to plant now.
Right. Now, these are all over the place, so I picked one from basically every group. So let's start off with the smallest, which is a beautiful little festuca. It's a native grass, Festuca glauca. There's a lovely one out called Beyond Blue. And it's a little silver blue balls of fluff, I call them. They grow to about the size of a soccer ball. Very, very fine foliage. A little ball of fluff. And it's that pretty silvery blue colour. They average about 30 centimetres by 30 centimetres. They love it hot and dry. So you can use them in amongst your succulent gardens. You could use them where you've got terraces and you've got very dry patches and you need something just with a change of colour in amongst the green. They're a fabulous little tough native grass called Festuca Beyond Blue. Very, very nice. That would be one of my favourite small grasses that you can get. They're looking really good at the moment and now's a perfect time to plant them. The next one, as most people would know, I love gardenias. And the Gardenia Florida is the toughest of all the gardenias. Now, I know Gardenia Florida and gardenias generally are renowned as shade plants, but the Gardenia Florida will grow in full sun. Now, you can grow it in the garden. You could grow it in a planter box as a divider. There's a few local cafes, the three side cafes that have got trough pots with these in them as to divide them off. You can grow them just in pots on a balcony. And they are perfect. They grow about a metre by a metre. They have those beautiful white-scented flowers on them. Now, if they start to get a bit yellow, which they can from time to time, all you've got to do is get magnesium sulfate or Epsom salts. Epsom salts is the one thing they're missing, especially after all the rain we've had. There's a few people coming in with a few yellow, where the whole leaf goes yellow, and that is literally just magnesium deficiency, which, as I said, is Epsom salts, a couple of spoonfuls in a watering can, water that over the foliage two or three times a week apart, and that fixes that problem.
Okay.
That is a beautiful little metre-by-metre shrub. The next one is your Camellia sesanguis. Now, I love Camellia sesanguis. They're incredibly tough. They'll grow in the sun as well as the shade. They often are known as flowering fences. They'll grow to 2 or 3 metres. They flower at the moment. They're all in flower at present. And they're one of the few screens or hedges that you can grow that will flower beautifully at this time of year when there's not much out. Now, as I said, they're incredibly tough. They're a lot tougher than the other types of camellias. The two I particularly love is the Hiryu, H-I-R-Y-U. It's the most beautiful deep pink, and the other one is Pure Silk. Now, Pure Silk I absolutely love because it starts out as a pink bud and then it opens to a white flower. So when it opens, you have that beautiful white centre with the pink edge going round the outside. Very, very pretty. Now, you can grow those in pots. You could grow those maybe on a balcony on one end to give a bit of privacy from the next door's balcony, if you like. You can grow them along a fence line. You know, you can even espalier them out almost flat on a wall if you wanted to. But they are very, very tough. Next one is the grevilleas. Now, anybody that knows me down here knows that I'm not a huge native fan. They've got their place and they can look really, really nice. But, of course, everybody's got their favourites. Now, the two that I particularly like are grevilleas. And the grevilleas I like because they flower all year round. Even though you can't trim them very much, they create that beautiful atmosphere of having all those nectar-eating, all the pretty little coloured birds come around and stick their beaks in and suck out the nectar. Very, very pretty. The two I love is peaches and cream, mainly because I love peaches and cream.
Me too.
With a bit of ice cream thrown in, but peaches and cream, beautiful colours of peaches and cream, flower nearly all year round, dripping with nectar. The birds absolutely love them. Now, they average around about 1.5, possibly 2 metres. And the other one I love is one called Sandra Gordon. Now, it's the most beautiful yellow. Some of them are a buttery yellow, but Sandra Gordon is a true yellow. Grows to 3 to 4 metres. And as I said, the honey eaters absolutely love them. They will drip with nectar all year round. You'll always have those little coloured birds flying around using them. Grevilleas are very, very tough, providing they've got good drainage. So I would suggest either mound the position if it's dead flat, or for all those people that live on the side of a hill or that have terraces, put them on the top side, not at the bottom, and you will end up with a fabulous display and you'll be able to sit there and watch all the birds come and go. Very, very nice and very, very tough.
Sounds
the
interesting.
The last one, they're beautiful. They are very, very nice. And as long as you've got good drainage, you really don't have anything to worry about.
Okay.
The last one is the ornamental pear. It's either known as an ornamental pear or a flowering pear. Now, these are the pyrus, as in P-Y-R-U-S. There's two in particular that I love. And ornamental pears, are grown a lot around Newcastle at the moment. I know they put them up King Street. They put them in front of the art gallery. They're planting them everywhere because they're not overly big. They don't have a really bad root system like those huge, big ficus trees that they replaced with them. And they're incredibly tough, and they seem to love Newcastle. Now, there's two. One is the Capital, which is a lot thinner. It's tall, but a lot thinner. Very much like, I don't know whether anybody out there would remember the poplars that they used to have
Yes.
up Hexham Street
Yes,
between the train line and the road.
Absolutely. Yes, I remember those, yeah.
Okay, well, the Capital Pyrus is a prettier version of that. Same sort of shape. More narrow, quite tall. You know, you're still looking at 4 to 5, maybe 6 metres, but quite tall. Beautiful if you wanted an avenue. If you had one of those homes with a beautiful driveway going up and you wanted trees either side of it to drive up, you get those beautiful autumn colours at the moment. They flower with a tiny little white flower in spring. You would get the shade off them. But they would be a beautiful avenue tree. And the other one is one called Chanticleer. That's a C-H-A-N-T-I-C-L-E-E-R. Chanticleer pear. Now, it's more same idea as the Capital, except more rounded. There's a couple of beautiful ones in the main street of Lambton. I drive past to and from work every day. And they are a beautiful. The lady's got them one each side of the path in the front of her yard. They're a beautiful dark green through summer. Lots of shade to protect the front windows. And, of course, at this time of year, they're all changing colour, ready to drop their leaves in winter. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that, but at least with deciduous trees, they tend to drop all at once, and they do make fabulous mulch. So whatever you do, don't throw out all those leaves when they fall. Pile them up, stick them in something, mulch them down, and then reuse them and stick them back on the garden over summer. And they basically, you don't waste any of the tree that way. And that's the Chanticleer pear. very, very, very pretty, and again, loves the area. They will basically grow in every suburb we could possibly mention.
Well, there you go. There's a list there that our listeners will certainly take on board. The five favourite plants you can plant now. And of course,
a little bit of everything.
Absolutely, yes. And of course, all they've got to do is drop down and see Gav at Lee Rowan's Garden World.
They certainly do.
Can you tell us where you're located, just in case we're not sure?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. 381 Hillsborough Road, which is the bottom end of Hillsborough Road. It generally runs from Charlestown all the way down to Warners Bay. We're on the Warners Bay end, big two-story building, 7 days a week. Come and see us. That website is being upgraded as we speak. It's offline at the moment. That shows you how close they are to getting it ready. And, yeah, come and see us down here.
Sounds good. And just before we go, I just need to also give you some information that I'm actually going to be missing an action on the afternoon show for 3 weeks from now on.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've got a new role at the station for the next 3 weeks. I'm filling in for John Laws for the next 3 weeks. I'll be working a bit earlier.
Special.
So next week you'll be talking to Barry Hill. He'll be having a chat with you. So there you go.
Okay, well, that'll be all about roses. And then I go on holidays myself from the 14th of July, 14th of June, sorry, for the rest of the month.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll certainly
have a chat to you. The next two.
Yes.
And then it'll be in July after that, so we'll both be back by then.
Absolutely, yes, and look forward to catching up with you then. All right. Well,
absolutely.
Enjoy the rest of your week, and thanks for the wonderful tips there on the five favourite plants you can plant now, Gav.
All right, you too. I'll speak soon.
Talk to you soon, yes.